Fiat. February 14th, 1938. How the acts of one who lives in the divine will extend over all and become the narrators of the Supreme Being. Display of love. How, in creating the Virgin, God created forgiveness. My flight continues in the divine volition. Oh, how I feel dissolved within its immensity. Its power and activity are such that when it operates in the act of the creature, it wants to give that act to all. It wants to fill heaven and earth, to make everyone see and feel what it can do and how it can love. I remain surprised. And my beloved Jesus, visiting my little soul, all goodness, told me, "My blessed daughter, the love of my will in operating in the act of the creature is such as to seem incredible. As it operates, my will wants everyone to undergo that act and do it as their own act. With its omnipotent breath, it gives wings to that act and makes the sun, the heavens, the stars, the wind, the sea go through it, and even the air that all breathe. Then it flies higher, up to the celestial regions, and everyone, the angels, the saints, the Queen and Mother, and even our divinity, undergo that act in such a way that each one receiving it, all must be able to say, 'This act is mine.' But do you know why? The love of my will is such that it wants everyone to possess its act, giving life to each one. It wants to decorate, adorn, and invest everything and everyone with its creative virtue in order to receive from everything and from each one the glory, the love, and the honor that my will possesses." My volition never stops. Only when it sees that its act has filled everything, then is it content. And as triumph, it carries with itself the creature who gave it the freedom to operate in her act, to make it known and loved by all. These are our feasts, our pure joys of creation. To be able to put something of our own in the creature, as though wanting to duplicate our power, immensity, love, and glory to the infinite in the human act of the creature. Nor should there be any wonder about it. Our divine will is present everywhere. Therefore, our acts that animate the acts of the creatures fly and take refuge inside our volition, even into the tiniest hiding places where my will is present. These acts serve us as the requital of love from all creation, as the sweetest company for us, and as the narrators of our Supreme Being. Therefore, our love is exuberant for one who wants to live in our fiat. We are all eyes over this creature, almost pining to see when she lends us her act, so as to let us put our creative virtue to work in it. This creature is for us the display of our love, the activity of our power, and she becomes the repeater of our very life. After this, I continued my round in the divine volition, and my sweet Jesus transported my little will inside the creative act of His. My God, how many surprises! My poor intelligence gets lost and is unable to say anything. Then, my always lovable Jesus, repeating a short little visit, all goodness, told me, "My good daughter, Our fiat in creation made a display of our love, operative, powerful, and wise. In such a way that all created things are filled with our love, power, wisdom, and unspeakable beauty. We can call them the administrators of our supreme being. But in the creation of the Sovereign Queen, we moved beyond that. Our love was not content with the mere display, but wanted to assume the attitude of mercy, of tenderness, and of compassion, so profound and intimate, as though wanting to turn into tears for love of creatures. This is why, as our fiat was pronounced in order to create her and call her to life, so did it create forgiveness, mercy, reconciliation between us and mankind. And we deposited it inside this celestial and holy creature, as the administrator between our children and hers. Therefore, the Sovereign Lady possesses seas of forgiveness, of mercy, of compassion, as well as tearful seas of our love, in which she can envelop all generations, generated anew within these seas created by us in her. Seas of forgiveness, of mercy, and of so tender a compassion as to soften the hardest hearts. My daughter, it was just that everything be deposited inside this celestial mother, because she, having to possess the kingdom of our will, everything was to be entrusted to her. She alone has sufficient space to be able to possess our seas created by us. With its creative and preserving power, our will maintains whatever it creates intact, without ever lessening, in spite of our continuous giving. On the other hand, where our will is not present, we cannot give, nor entrust or deposit. We find no space. Our love remains hampered in the many beautiful works we want to do in the creatures. Only in this Sovereign Lady did our love find no obstruction, and therefore it displayed so much and did so many wonders to the point of giving her divine fecundity, to make of her the mother of our Creator. And then my beloved Jesus made present to me all the acts that it did together with his celestial mama. And while they were operating, the seas of love of one and the other became one, and raising their waves up to heaven, invested everything, even our divinity, and forming a thick rain of love upon our divine being, they carried the love of all, the refreshment and balm, by which our divine being remained soothed, changing justice into a surge of love toward the creatures. It can be said that our love regenerated the human family with new love, and God loved it with doubled love. But where? In the Queen and in her dear Son. Now listen to another surprise. When I, as a little baby, was suckling the milk from my mama, I suckled souls, because she kept them in deposit, and in giving me her milk, she deposited all souls in me. Because she wanted me to love them, give my kiss to all of them, and make of them my victory and hers. Not only this, but in giving me her milk, she also made me suckle her maternity, her tendernesses, and she imposed herself on me with her love, so that I would love souls with maternal and paternal love. And I received in me her maternity, her unspeakable tendernesses. And so I loved souls with divine love, maternal and paternal. Then, after she would deposit all souls in me, I, with one of my stratagems of love, with a breath or a sweet gaze of mine, would deposit them again inside her maternal heart. And in order to requite her, I would give her my paternal love, my divine love, which is unceasing, firm, unshakable, and never changes. In fact, the human love changes easily, and I wanted my inseparable mother to possess the same prerogatives of my love, and to love souls the way only a God can love. Therefore, in every act we did, from the littlest to the greatest, it was exchanges of deposit of souls that we were making. I in her, she in me. Even more, I can say that we duplicated this deposit of souls, because what I received from my dear mama, I kept inside my divine heart with highest jealousy, as the greatest gift she could give to me. And she, in receiving my gift, would keep it so jealously as to put all her maternity in motion in order to keep the gift that her son was giving her. Now, in these exchanges of deposit that we were making, our love grew and loved all creatures with new love. We were making projects on how to love them more and how to win them all by way of love. And we lay down our lives in order to rescue them.